Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, lovely beings. How you be today? Wow, we are already at the end of July. How are you doing with the mid-year check of your targets? It's been a week since we last talked about that, and so much has happened at my end. Life has been quite busy, and I'm sure it has been for you too, as well as what's been going on in the world. It's quite a mess, the changes that are happening very fast, very, very much like you feel like it's coming at you, boom, 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 and it's like you wake up, it's already the next week already. Man, how does it get any better than this? Usually, as we are in July, the weather is getting quite hot, and I usually do talk to the elements so that the weather will cool down a bit. Last week, I really didn't have time to do much of that, much of my playing with the elements, but I got a chance to do it yesterday, finally, or the day before yesterday. So yesterday was a little bit cooler than it was for the last couple of days. And today actually it even rained, which was greatly appreciated by the plants and the animals because it's been, it's quite sad, but whenever we go for a walk and we walk under the trees, you can see that the soil is so thirsty for water. And it just nudges at you, I need water, I need water. As you walk around, the plants ask for water, 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 and so do the birds. I have a lot of birds that come and sit on the perch on my deck, little bitty tiny birds and bigger ones as well. And they come and they're like, they have their beak open and they're just looking for a refresher or something or other. So I'm glad that today we got a heavy downpour. But it was for about a half an hour or so. So that was somewhat of a relief. And yes, this will include, this will add humidity right afterwards. But for some reason, today is not. And how does it get any better than this, right? And with what's been going on in the world, we just need, as a community, we need to come together, tend for there to be more peace and ease as we go through this transition. These transitions are bringing everything up to the surface, everything that people have tried to sweep under the rug, have tried to hide for so many years, things that we thought was agencies that we thought was there to protect us. It's all of this stuff is coming to the surface, but there's one thing to remember. Not one individual is responsible for it. Not the individuals that are being made to pay for it are responsible. So let's just keep a cool head and not go into trying to get revenge, because that's not going to get you anything. It might get you something. You might be creating something you're not desiring, the future you're not desiring. But they're also fearful. And what happens when people are fearful? They're very happy triggered. They're very quick to defend themselves. So let's not make the situation worse by trying to take things into our hands. Everything is, all the secrets are coming up to the surface. You don't have to do a thing. You don't have to do a single thing for that to happen. The energies are not going to allow negative information to remain uncovered. Okay, you just remember negative information, whichever way, whichever shape it might be, it's going to come to the surface. You don't have to take it in your own hands and try to do anything with it. Okay, so just trust on this energy. They are here to revolt everything and stir up everything. And then take it all away, because it's clean same time. Clean, clean, clean. Whether you're ready to or not, it will yank it out of your hands if you're not ready to let it go. That's what's happening. And when we say clean, we're not just talking about you. We're also talking about agency, company. They are entities. Everything that you form, it's an entity. So they also deal with us. They also deal with the energy. And the energy tough it, enough is enough. No more negativity. No more trying to corner or trying to somehow or other monopolize things. No more. Now either you will be in communion with everybody else. You will work with everybody else. Now is the time to be compassionate. Now is the time to operate from the heart so that you are in par with the energy and do not allow anybody to take you out of that space. Do not. If you are watching TV and that gets you upset, turn it off. Watch a movie. Whatever your favorite movie is, something that will make you happy. If you don't have anything like that, go for a walk in nature. But whatever triggers you, whatever makes you snap, or if it tries to get to that point, go walk away. Call a friend. Walk away. Don't allow, because these are right now, these energies are very disruptive, as you can see. Those who have not been preparing themselves, they are going bonkers with it. Allow yourself back into nature. If anything, that would be, if I'm asked right now, what is the one thing that you could do that could benefit you the most? I would say go spend 1 week in nature. Eat, sleep, drink in nature for 1 week if you have the opportunity. And that will focus you. That will ground you. It will get you out of this mess that we're going through. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. A lot of stuff is still to be revealed. And more stuff is going to be coming out. More people are going to be upset. More people are going to try to defend their point of view. Why? Because they need to defend it. They lived with it for so long that they would not be who they are without it. Let it go. Not your problem. Not your circus. Not your monkeys. Let it go. Do you walk away from it? Trust that the energies will do the job that you require to be done. Okay? So join me today as we do processes I know that there's land out there that is seeking some kind of help from you. So we're gonna do that kind of clearing. Okay, we're gonna blessing of the land process, and then we are also going to be doing the process for shield of protection, protection process for you, for your body. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and the more you watch this, the more you watch the news, the more you're around. Your immune system really suffers. It really does, because it's like somebody putting a chisel against you and chipping away at it. So we're going to go ahead and do that, so that you can just be a witness to what's going on, not take part of it, knowing that you are protected, knowing that you are okay. You can listen to this as many times as you want to. And if you want to, listen to the clearing of the blessing of the land daily, so that we can change nature to what we want it to be. The blessing of the land can be for the planet, which I do that in the morning, and in the evening I do it for my state. So I do it morning and evening. I do it every day, basically, unless something really gets me way out there. It's been like not doing things. So we're going to do blessings of the land, and we'll do the protection thing for about 7 days or so. And just so that you know, you're not the only one doing this. It's going to be us, the tribe here on the radio show, as well as the tribe on my website, okay? So the community is quite large, actually. And some of those guys are in both places. So let's go ahead and we're going to start everything with clearing process. And my body already started clearing early today. I did some energy work, which kind of started my mouth running. That means energy is moving. So let's go ahead and do the clearing room process. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. Just focus on your breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Which is, with each breath, imagine yourself grounding deeper and deeper into earth. Just grounding. And energy from the earth. Just feel that energy from the mother coming up your feet, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Allow the flow to be smooth and even. Now I'm going to start the room clearing process. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. I intend to clear this room of all negative energy. I allow my awareness and so that it completely fills this room. Accessing the Creator's discernment, I am able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from this room and myself. Feel the changes that confirm the clearing, and I am filled with gratitude. And so it is. Now, bring your awareness into the room you're in. Do you feel the difference between before and now? Do you feel the difference from when you used to do it before to now? Now you do it faster, huh? Good job. Now, we're going to do the blessing. The land process. You can go ahead and do it for the planet, or you can do it for your state or your city, whatever you want. Or you can even intend it to be for another area that requires assistance. Like, you know, maybe California needs rain. You can intend it to be for California. Okay? There is a section where it says, my intention with this healing is to intend blessings for the area of land at. You fill in what you want it to be. I'm going to say Maryland. Actually, let's go ahead and say planet Earth. And then later on tonight, you can substitute it with your state. Yeah, that'll be better. So let's go ahead and start. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention with this healing, 10 blessings for the planet Earth. I journey to my soul library. From that place and with heightened awareness, I am able to contact the consciousness made up of the spirits of the planet, the land, the place, the trees, the plants, the animals, the insects, minerals, soil, and sea. My intention is that all will be in harmony on this planet. The weather will be a blessing in due season. Anything that blocks the rain will be removed. Any factors that harm plants or animals will be brought into harmony. Any foreign matter that is a negative influence will be removed. The land will reach its full potential. More, my heart fills with gratitude as this blessing is put in place. And so it is. Take a deep breath and exhale. There you go. Good job. If it's raining too hard, whatever you might be, or whatever you know it's raining too hard, do that process with intent, location that it's raining too hard, to put everything back in harmony. Okay. Just ground that energy. When we do it all in a group, it's so much more powerful. Thank you for being here doing this with me. Okay, let's go ahead and start the shield of protection. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. I intend to build a shield to be protection for my entire body. I use the very material of the Creator and build the shield. My immune system can be restored to the Creator standard, and I have protection for my entire body. I apply the shield to the information about my immune system. I illuminate this information with the light of my soul, and the light spreads to regenerate all my stem cells. The shield forms a rectangular shape and positions itself in front of my most vulnerable area. I accept this protection with gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay aware. Allow your body to work with you. Allow your body to tell you what is good for it and what's not, when it needs more assistance than normal, when it needs more when it needs to be hydrated more than normal. With the heat going on, that is always needed if you drink water because you're feeling thirsty, you're dehydrated. Do not be into the watching what's going on in the news. Try to stay away from it. The more you watch the news, the more anxiety you're going to get. And the more you're going to feel out of control. You are never out of control. Not unless you give control to others. Stay aware. You are awareness. You are the creator of your life. Stay aware. Create the future you would like to live in. And adding energy to what's going on right now is creating a future that perhaps you might not be aware that you are creating. So abstain from adding energy to whatever is going on politically, in the news, or anything like that. And you never know what people are going through, what day they had, what week they had. Maybe their world got turned upside down. And they just need to blow off steam somehow. Don't worry. It's not about you. The reason they might be upset, it's not about you. It's not your problem. It's not your circus. It's not your monkey. Be compassionate. That's a new word to be. Compassionate. Show compassion. Because we never know what people have had, what they've had to endure, and for how long. So, let's go ahead and receive the energy, sacred energy. And just drop your shoulders and drop your barriers. If you have a pressing issue, ask the energies for assistance. You are never alone. All you have to do is ask for help. You have many, many guides and angels around to help you. If you have a particular intensity in your body, focus on that area and allow the energy to go there and release whatever is blocking you. Good job. Let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground. Make sure to stay hydrated. Pull the energies from the earth up through your body and out your crown. Remember, all is well in all of creation. Everybody is acting out the contract they came to fulfill. Whatever their choice is, you've got to be an allowance of your choice. It's all about them, their reality. It's also all about you in your reality, right? So, it's been my honor and my pleasure to be here with you today. Practice doing the land blessing if you want to change the weather. And the shield protection for your own safety for the next 7 days. Remember, you're not by yourself. There's a whole lot of groups that are also doing it with you, morning and evening. And what can we create when we work as one? What can we create? Thank you very much, my friend. Until next week. Bye-bye.